What's going on? My name is Stephon Tatum. That's Stephon Tatum, because it sounded like I said something else that I didn't say, but it's Stephon Tatum. And I'm your host. I'm here on I'm Still a Man. And I'm Still a Man is a podcast about me declaring that although I'm weird, I'm quiet, I'm innocent, or I appear to be these things, I'm still a man in the end. Although I might be awkward, I might be metrosexual when it comes to my dressing and making sure that I'm clean and upkept, and I might exfoliate and I might get my nails done, but I'm still a man. I might be quiet and reserved and innocent to you, but I'm still a man who has sexual fantasies and sexualizes all kinds of stuff and wants to talk about sex sometimes. Sometimes I want to talk about sex publicly. Sometimes I want to tell the stories of my sexcapades. I don't have many, but I still have some, and I just want to be able to express that without feeling like someone's going to judge me and say that I'm not being authentic and I'm not being myself because you've deemed me as this quiet, nerdy boy. But they always used to say it's always the quiet ones, and in that case, they were right. And speaking of which, on today's episode, today's topic, today's session, we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell y'all a story, actually. So, a few months ago, I got on this website. Can't say the name because I feel like it's going to backfire, but I got on this one website, and I found this little section for massages. It was actually like a year ago when I first found it. It was like a session for sensual massages. Stuff like that, and I had not used it. I never thought like I wanted to use it, but I never used it. I'm like, and I'm too paranoid. I got anxiety, so I'm like, nah. But a few months ago, like right before my birthday, so back in like March, I finally like decided to make the call and use the service. So I go. Actually, I'm gonna tell you about the second time. So it's first time, basically the same. The second time I go. Get the massage. It's like a sensual massage. It's like full body. They massage like literally everything. And the second time I went, that was this girl. I'm super, like I said before, I'm reserved. Most times, almost all, 99% of the time, I'm super quiet. But that second time, I had this masseuse named Yara. And Yara was absolutely just oh my goodness. Yara was super beautiful. Like she was stunning. And she was beautiful, like super beautiful, and like for some reason the vibe was just right. I'm big on energy and vibe. I'm not like one of those crystal witches, but I believe in energies, and I feel the energy in the space around me and the vibe around or whatever the situation. And like the vibe was like just so calming and so smooth, and like the environment and the setting and everything, the whole thing was just set so perfectly. And I just felt so comfortable talking to her that I just talked and I talked and I talked. And that was the first time, the second time I had got a sensual massage. So it was like a full body massage. Sensual tantra massage is like a full body massage. It's literally a full body massage. They massage like every part of you. And like this massage like was the best experience in my entire life. Even after the first one, like this massage was the best experience of my entire life. She was just so gorgeous, and like the energies and the connection was by like vibing properly. Everything was so cool. It's just like, and she was like complimenting me and making me feel good. But I'm like, and like I genuinely like felt the connection with her, and I wanted to get her number, but I had to think about it. I'm like, this person, I paid this person to massage me and make me feel good. And so anything she said to me, I can't really believe it, because 9 times out of 10, she only said it because I paid her and she was trying to get a tip or something. But that didn't stop me. I don't care. I didn't care. I like, she was so beautiful. The connection was just like so legit. I genuinely like feel like I might be in love with my masseuse, with my masseuse, this lady I paid to This lady I basically paid to like me. I fell in love with Mama Seuss, and I really want to go back, but I haven't been back because of that. Because of that specific reason, I can't go back because I don't want to. I can't go back there. I ain't trying to fall in love with no damn masseuse. It's insanity. But yeah. I recommend trying a sensual massage at least once. If you go, you get a sensual or a tantra massage. I recommend it, like, bro. You gonna thank me later. Yep, like, bro, they gonna thank you later. Especially if you like you single and watch porn a lot. Porn is over. It's like overrated, bro. Porn is like out of style. Porn don't do nothing for me no more. So I needed something else. And I don't talk to people. I'm super antisocial, super reserved. And so I found this, and I'm super like adventurous too. Not super adventurous, but I'm kind of adventurous, especially when it comes to sex. So it's like the idea of getting a sensual full body massage was just like one of those things. I'm like, I gotta try it. I gotta try it at least once. And like, I tried it and I liked it. And I tried it two more times. So I ended up doing it a total of three times. And I haven't been back since the third time. But because I couldn't get the same girl the second time. I didn't get the same girl. The second girl that I had, I didn't get her the third time. So after the third time, I'm like, yeah, this is enough. This is enough. You keep coming back, you got a problem. But yeah, I recommend a sensual massage at least once in your life, even for like girls. Girls, go out and find you somebody to do a sensual massage. Actually, I can do a sensual massage. I got like, my massage is dope. So like, if you ever in the mood or need a sensual massage, just hit me up. But yeah, that's all I came on to talk about to introduce this show. And to talk about that, I'm gonna have a whole lot more stories, a whole lot more topics, a whole lot more. Like it gets out of hand sometimes. The things that go through my mind, I'm letting you inside my head. And try sensual massage one time. And if you're in a relationship, give your partner a sensual massage. And I guarantee, like if y'all have sex after that, it's gonna be that much better. I used to give all my girlfriends a sensual massage before sex, like full body massage right before sex, and it was like, it was just that good. But like part of that was because I don't last that long, and like I honestly been wanting to publicly say that for a long time, like, but like I don't want the negative connotation, like the negative backlash with that, but I don't last that long, so I got a lot of tricks up my sleeve. So like the sensual massage is one. I make sure that I'm great when it comes to going down on a girl and stuff like that. So personally, if you don't last that long, a sensual massage for your partner is exactly what you need. And girls, if you're listening to this, you can give your spouse a sensual massage too. But this is definitely for the dudes though. Dudes, give your girl a sensual massage. She deserves it. And if you don't, I definitely will. And I'm definitely experienced with it. And I have no problem with it. I'm a giver. I would give a sensual massage for nothing in return. So the takeaway from this episode is sensual massage is a great experience. If you're going to go and get a sensual massage, get a full body massage from somewhere, do it. If you're going to give your girl, your spouse a sensual massage, do it, because it makes the sex that much better, because it builds that connection between y'all before y'all get into that. And it sounds like some shit like some old people would say, like some old school people, like people in the 70s with all the Kama Sutra shit. And it might be, but like I now see and I now understand what it is they were talking about. But also because I'm super affectionate when it comes to sex and relationships, I'm super affectionate. So that massage is really for me. Even though you think it's for you. But that's all. Peace. I love you.